Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
You know what, Johnny? I'm just going to do this.
Do it.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't drop the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's...
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
What do we got for him, Will?
Well, we were talking about, you know, pride and, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays are, you know, they celebrate pride and they had a special hat over the weekend with, which was a pretty dope hat, I gotta say. I kind of like it.
Honestly, I think I said this last night. I wanted to get that deal. They had this deal. It was like $30 and you get... A certain, I don't know how many thousands of people got one of these hats, and it was designed by local artists in St. Pete. And, yeah, it was a dope hat. It wasn't like they just phoned it in and put a rainbow on a hat, right? It looked really cool, and it was sold out before I had the opportunity to get it. You know, my guy that works there in the stadium, he's like, hey, man, he told me about the deal. He's like, yeah, dude, you might want to get in on that. And I tried, and it was sold out. So it was a good deal. But I didn't get it.
So the players wore it, you know, on the field, and it was a celebrate Pride Month. And a few players decided to opt out of this event. Jason Adam, Jalen Beeks, and Brooks Rally, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson all refused to wear the Gay Pride logo on their uniform, saying that it was a faith-based decision.
Okay, totally understandable. One of the beautiful things about living in America is... You know, you have the right to do that. It doesn't mean that you hate gay people. It just means, you know, those guys happen to be in a deep faith kind of religious situation to where it doesn't agree with what they believe in. And that's that way with a lot of religions. You know what I mean? I can
oh, my God. you want to ask Islam how they feel about
you know
gay
what I'm
pride?
Saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of NBA players and a lot of NFL players that you know are strong believers in the Islam and in the Muslims, you know, religion. I'm sure they would probably have something to say about it too. Religious people are very, you know, some religious people are very, very strong in their opinions and in their faith. So when I saw this story, I really thought it was a non-story. I don't think that they were doing it because they hate gay people. I think it was more. They explained it too. I think Springs was the spokesperson.
No,
for
it was
all
Adam.
Of them. He
did say, I have his statement here. He interviewed with the Tampa Bay Times. He said that it was a hard decision. He said, because ultimately we all said that what we want is them to know that we are, that all are welcome and loved here. But when we put it on our bodies, he said, I think a lot of guys decided that it was just a lifestyle, that maybe not that they look down on anybody or think differently. It's just that maybe we don't want to encourage it. And we believe in Jesus, who encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior, just like Jesus encouraged me as a heterosexual male to abstain from sex outside of the confines of marriage. It's no different. He said it's not judgmental. It's not looking down. It's just what we want to believe. It's just what we believe at the lifestyle he's encouraged us to live for our good, not to withhold. But again, we love these men and women. We care about them, and we want them to feel safe and welcome here.
Well said. And look, you know, they're different too. You know what I mean? Like, so them having those strong Christian beliefs, that makes them different than other people. Just like being gay makes you different than other people. Being straight makes you different than other people. Everybody's different in different ways. And as long as you're not disrespecting that group of people, and I don't think they did, I think a lot of people are going a little too crazy for no reason.
Well,
a lot of people.
It's I saw people on Twitter, local news people, calling them bigots. just for not wearing this logo, which is insane.
It is insane.
My thing, Johnny, I've talked about it before, is that life is a comedy sketch. Mm-hmm. And this was the concept of Kramer on Seinfeld not wearing the AIDS ribbon.
Remember
he was
that.
In the show, he was like, I don't wear a ribbon. What do you mean you don't wear a ribbon? He goes, everybody wears a ribbon. He goes, exactly. That's why I don't want to wear the ribbon. And then he got beaten up during the race. It was a joke. And now this is just real life. There was a time when it was about just being tolerant of certain behaviors outside of the norm. And now it seems it's gone from tolerance to celebrating all of a sudden. And I don't know how we got here with that. Like, this guy's just saying, I don't want to wear a rainbow. Okay. I'm not interested. I'm a faith-based man. And I'm sorry, in that book, if you look, it states pretty clear that you can't be gay and be in the Christian faith. So I don't know why you didn't want to be a part of it anyway if you were gay. But, you know, I know some people are raised in a church and they want to try to find some ways to get around it. But it's a new faith. It's a new religion, this type of behavior where, you know, you're forced to participate in these things. It's not only tolerance. It's you have to celebrate it. And that's what's, I think, puts a lot of people off, too, where it's, how do we get here? You know, I'm totally cool with whatever you want to do, but I have to cheer it on now and even participate. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
I mean, they still make you put your hand on the Bible in court, right? So the judicial system is still down with God. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's very strange, you know, in a lot of ways when you see things, you know, you're like, I don't know. I didn't think they did it in a disrespectful way. I think it was a non-story. I think people should have just been like, well, that's just their thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine. I've seen a lot of, a lot of cases in sports and other parts of entertainment where people, you know, got some religious freedom and got to express them, either express themselves or not participate in something due to their religion. And I'm okay with it. I'm totally cool with it. I think everybody else should be cool with it. You know, I mean, is it because it's Christian based and they're white guys? I mean, is that why it's frowned upon? I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think that they made a statement, and I thought it was well said. So
they weren't like, I don't like what it stands. He was saying like, look, we want everybody to be safe here, feel good here. I just don't want to wear the ribbon. And they beat these guys up for it because they didn't want to wear the ribbon.
Could you imagine if LH was playing for the Rays?
Oh, my God.
I want to put a vagina on my jersey.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to let me put a vagina on my jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. You guys want me to put penises on my jersey, and I want to put a big-ass vagina on the top of my head.
That's right. Better believe it. LH is right again.
Give me one of them vagina hats that they were wearing in the Capitol. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Let me wear it.
Hats. Yeah, hell yeah. LH would look so cute in one of those.
Dude, I would get a T-shirt with LH wearing a pee hat.
Oh my!
And wear it every day for a month.
That would be terrific.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
let's check in on liberal democracy across the ocean. Our friends in Europe.
Okay.
There's a Norwegian feminist. She faces up to 3 years in prison for saying that biological men cannot be lesbians. Yes.
Huh?
Really, Christina Ellingsen, one of the global feminist organizations. World Women's Declaration International, she's part of that organization, is under police investigation for making the claim in a tweet in which she criticized the trans activism group on her group there. She said, why does FRI teach young people that males can be lesbians? Isn't that conversion therapy? And then she tweeted that. She also questioned the legitimacy of Christine Gentoff, I guess her opponent on the board or something, identifying as a lesbian despite being born a biological male. So she's facing up to 3 years in prison. She's going to have to go to court, and she might go to prison for that statement.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wild? This is you know, very progressive, caring, loving people over there. They're even ahead of us.
We live in a wacky, wacky world. I'm so confused all the time, you know, not only by just views of people, but all the different counterviews and everything. I don't know if we're upside down or not from one time or another. It's hard to say what you could say around anybody anymore. And this whole gender thing. Have you seen this whole thing that's coming out now? The Daily Wire is doing a What is a Woman series.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I did see the preview for it, though.
I've been watching a lot of it. And it's like, you know, this Walsh guy, whether you like him or not, you know what I mean? Like, he comes off a little schneid, you know? But, man, they're making a lot of points, man. And I want to have an opinion on it, too, but I don't want people to hate my guts. But it's just crazy, you know? It's a lot of crazy stuff. I'm just saying. With the conversion, there's a pharmaceutical company that makes the drug that chemically castrates the children.
Yeah.
And they're paying for ads, pushing, for you to, for your kid to, you know, come out and tell you what they want and everything. It's very weird. It's a little creepy and dark the way it looks at times.
Well,
Big Pharma doing their thing again.
Yeah. There's a lot of incentive there. It's just wild how, I don't know when this started in university campuses. I think it was kind of like this when I was on campus. You know, I graduated in 2011, so
maybe a little bit.
Definitely wasn't. I mean, I also went to, you know, South Florida, St. Pete, so it's not, it wasn't like a main campus. It was much different back then too. They didn't have dorms and much of a campus life back then. So I don't know what the Tampa campus was like, but my goodness, how we've just gone. We don't know what a woman is now.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's so complicated. We don't even know what basic things were that everybody agreed on a few years ago. Now it's up for debate all of a sudden.
It's political. It's everything's so political, and it's like my side, your side, and we talk about this all the time, but I'm so aggravated by it. And people sound ridiculous because they'll argue something they know they don't believe in because it's their side, you know, and that's When I was watching a little bit of this documentary series on the What is a Woman, you know, these people, a lot of them didn't have a good argument. They got really mad and they would just shut down the interview. Like, he would be interviewing a doctor, a pediatrician that performed, you know, chemical castrations on children and all this. And he would start asking questions, just questions, not saying like, you know, yelling at the person or anything else, just asking questions that would back him into a corner immediately. And they go, you know what? Your questions are very aggressive, and I know where you're going with this, and you're using harsh language, and I want to end this interview.
Yeah,
and he's like, I just asked you a question.
Yeah,
that's all I asked.
Any sort of pushback gets met with, oh, this is violence. You're being, you know, aggressing towards me because you don't accept my point of view. It's strange. He must have tricked them, though, because I don't think he could have said, hello, I'm Matt from the Daily Wire.
Right.
can I interview you? They would have been like, absolutely not. So he must have did something like pretended to be somebody else or something. Because I did see some of the like clips from some of those interviews. I was going to say a woman. I don't know. How could I tell? It was a person from, I think it was Brown University. And it was bonkers. Just absolutely,
yeah.
And I go, listen, I'm not a doctor from Brown University, but you sound insane with the way you're talking right now. I mean, is there some sort of truth or not? And it seems like a lot of this movement, this postmodernist movement, is to upend everything, completely everything.
Calling a woman that's having a baby a birthing, what would they call them? A person? A birthing person.
Is that
they
a
were
woman
saying that
or
in
no?
Congress.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. They would not call them the a woman. Like the Democrat side would not call them women. They were calling them birthing people. It's like, okay, so a man can have a baby then.
But a birthing person means woman. That's the thing. It's like,
I know.
That's what's so bizarre about this is like you can you know twist the language around, but words still mean thing. It's just like when they try to ban certain words because they don't, you know, oh, it's offensive, and you go, okay,
it's
well
bizarre.
I'll just think of another phrase to say the same thing. I'll have to make it more complicated and add on a few things or a few words and put a phrase together that means that one word that you want to ban. It doesn't make sense. It's silly.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but I mean, clowns are running the world.
That's why we have woke news. Yeah.
I told you, Johnny B, that now we lost the Washington R words. They're now the Washington Commanders officially.
Which, you know what? I'm okay with that one. You know, it's I think it was an overplay, but you know, the Commanders actually kind of cool, and I kind of like their new helmets.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that it's not gonna. It wasn't gonna stop. None of this is gonna stop. It always keeps going.
That's what I worry about. Yeah.
And I told you, I said the Chiefs are next. The Kansas City Chiefs are next. Which
No way. They do the chant, everything. The tomahawk chop.
Right.
There ain't no way that's going anywhere.
Well, I could tell you that there's a push here in the Tampa Bay area for some high school teams, particularly where are they from?
Not East Bay.
Will speak out against the Chamberlain High School Chiefs and the East Bay Indians on June 21st.
Oh my God! We just had the East Bay Indians color guard out there with me doing the national anthem at Steinbrenner Field.
You got pictured with racists, Johnny. You're screwed.
They weren't. They weren't. They were.
Yes,
I think. I think there was at least two children of color on that color guard. I think I even said something to one of the folks out there. I go, are you still the East Bay Indians? And they were like, yeah. And I went, oh, nice.
Not for long.
Nice. And now I know the Chamberlain Chiefs. I know that like 2 years ago, in the height of all the BLM stuff, they announced that they would no longer have the person dressed up as the Indian chief at the football games and all that, which it's big traditional thing, you know. So they stopped doing that. But now, dude, that's going to be weird, Chamberlain not being a Chiefs. I went to Hillsboro, and that was our biggest rival back then. It was them and Plant. And that was a big thing, man. And I love that atmosphere, you know, like with the games. It's kind of like a little mini Florida State game. I remember it was the same thing. You go out to Manatee County, and you played against the Seminoles out there, and it was like a little mini Florida State game, and the same thing with Chamberlain. Like, what are they going to call them? What are they saying they're going to do?
Well, I can tell you this. On June 21st, Tampa Bay Indigenous activists will gather at a Hillsborough County School Board meeting in Tampa to protest.
There's seven of them, Will.
I'm just saying, against the continued use of Native people as mascots at local schools. For over a decade, the Native Americans have called for the schools to end their use of Native imagery for mascots, which they have several times made it clear is disrespectful to their culture.
Why are they trying to erase their culture? That's
the thing with it. We keep on hearing. That's what is weird to me, because we're told representation is important.
Yes.
But also, I want all Native imagery taken away from this whole thing. You don't see, you know, the Celtic people mad at the Boston Celtics. I think they think it's kind of cool. I've never seen anybody complain about that. Maybe there's some guy that's like an old Irish guy that's like, I can't do it. Can you do it?
Look.
Oh, shishai, I don't.
There you go.
You know, he's slurring.
Top of the morning to you. I'd like to have the Celtic go away.
You know, he's slurring his words because he's drunk at 9 a.m.
Of course he is. He's fighting people.
Yeah. But
it's great. You know, there is a large group of black people on social media that have been pushing back against taking all the black imagery off of products because of the same thing. They said, look, you know, they're erasing us. You take Aunt Jemima away. You're erasing black people off of things, but you're leaving the Quaker Oat white man on there. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that are actually pushing back and saying, look, they're tricking us. They're erasing us is what they're doing. And look, you can't erase black people. There's a lot of black people, but there are less Native American people and their representation. You know, it's like,
it
just seems to me you're just wiping them clean.
You don't name your team after something stupid and lame.
Right. It's an honor.
It's an honor. Yeah. It's an acknowledgement of
you're badass.
The people that we fought for 400 years and finally won, that gave us a hell of a time. You know, and also kind of still putting them in some sort of, putting them front and center in some ways. It depends on how you look at it.
Like Florida, Will. Like, we honor Native American heritage in Florida. If you look at our county names are almost all Native American. You look at our streets. Like, look at how many street names are Native American influence. Like, Florida, like, I don't understand. Like, it's a big, big part of who we are. I mean, it's all over the place. I think Native Americans are represented in a very great way in Florida, not in a dishonorable way. And I think that's why Chamberlain named them the Chiefs, not because they go, hey, you know, be funny, put a big stupid Indian as our mascot. No, they thought, you know, it'd be really cool. Let's honor the Native Americans.
Yeah, they're badass.
And the warriors. Warriors.
Yeah.
Same thing with the East Bay Indians. It wasn't like, oh my God, you know what would be cool? A little cartoony stupid spear on our helmet. You know, like, no, it's a really honorable, tough imagery. And that's what they wanted to represent. Strong students, smart. You know, that if it's on a school, then it's labeling Native Americans as smart people, not dumb people. It's a place of education. I just don't get it.
Look, you're entitled. I feel like they're entitled to feel how they want. I'm looking at a picture that somebody took of, I guess they were at the Super Bowl game in 2021, you know, screaming and yelling about these things. So they have a sign with the first one is the old R-word one for Washington Commanders. Uh-huh. And they put asterisks where the vowels are. So he doesn't read the full word because it's offensive.
Jesus.
So they
Christ.
Put that in there. Then they crossed out the Warriors, the Braves, the Indians, the Chiefs, the Blackhawks, and it says eliminate all Native mascots. Their demands have not been yet met, so they'll be protesting on Tuesday, June 21st from 3:30 to 6 at Hillsborough County School Board at 901 East Kennedy Boulevard in downtown Tampa. At the protests, there will be two schools in particular, which is the Chiefs and the Indians that they're going after. They said, join us in calling for an end to the use of indigenous peoples as sports mascot for America's fun and games. No other people face this kind of stereotypical depictions.
What?
We just went over it. The Celtics, Cowboys.
No other people?
There's many.
Jesus.
The Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
The Aztecs.
Well, yeah. I guess that would probably fall into there. Is there any other people? The Montreal Canadiens, right? There are people.
I'm sure, dude, I'm sure there's a lot of them. I just can't think off the top of my head. But, I mean, you know who's going to show up when they say join us for this? You know who's going to show up?
Well,
those same 20-year-olds from St. Pete that like to stand in traffic whenever they get an opportunity, and they haven't been able to do it in a couple years. So it's just, look, I understand if they really feel that way, you know, I'm sorry they feel that way, but I'm telling you, I really think most Native Americans aren't offended by it. I think they actually would rather be represented in an honorable way. I really remember when we opened up the phones when the Washington R Words changed their name, and I said I only want to speak to people of Native American heritage, and we had a full phones. And all but one said that they had no problem with the Washington R word. They actually liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, but it doesn't, you know, this is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So, I mean, I will not be surprised.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.